You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but you've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect. Do.
Ay, papi!
Let's go!
Vamos! Let's go! Hello! Another Prem show coming in your, I was going to say coming in your face.
But yeah. There's, you know, the technology behind Twitch is really advanced since the last week.
Look, if you have an Oculus nowadays, you can do a lot of things.
Look out.
Anyway, wow. Hello. I was going to say we're coming in your ears, and that's still bad. But,
still bad. In fact, very dangerous if you ask an ears, nose, and throat doctor.
What's good? We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. I'm Alexis Guerreros, and I'm apologizing for Christian Polanco in the intro to this show.
Yeah, this is, I'm sure I broke some rule on Twitch. I'm not sure. You know, so who knows how long this show
T. Walter 808 said, is that the next giveaway? If you promise to follow.
Okay, we really want that 5K badly. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to be here. Obviously, we are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show right here on Twitch every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
We certainly are your favorite after that intro, huh? We're a very giving comedy pair. We also happen to be the gulliest.
Correct.
You already know what that means. We also happen to be the most giving away of a PS5.
Wow, yeah, that is no one can compete with that. A reminder, if you are new here, we announced it last week, but on during the Champions League final, May 29th, we're going to be giving away this PlayStation 5.
To one of our followers. All you have to do is follow our Twitch account.
Correct.
So tell your friends, if they got a Twitch account, hit that fucking follow button.
Correct. So hit the follow button during the match. During the Champions League final on the 29th, we're going to be giving away.
You can hit it right now. Hit it all the way up until that.
Okay. Hit it. Hit it, girl.
And then what do we do after we're done hitting you, Christian?
Anyway, excited to be here. I mean, a lot of stuff going on in Cooligan's world. One thing that we want to make sure that we announce outside of simply giving away a PlayStation 5, we're absolutely thrilled. We're going to be doing so Fubo TV, the network that we work for.
That pays me.
We do a TV show every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Check it out. This Sunday, great episode with Dominic Monaghan of Lord of the Rings. You might remember him as Merry, one of the Hobbits. He's a big Manchester United fan. We have a great conversation with him, so check that out. But before that, tomorrow, Thursday, at 9 p.m. Eastern time, so Fubo TV bought the rights to the CONMEBOL World Cup qualifiers, which are in South America. So all the matches will...
Who doesn't know the CONMEBOLs?
Some people don't know.
What is it with you? Which, if you don't know, is when 11 guys on each side who have been chosen by their countries...
Explain stuff to people for
some reason. Way over-explained. Yo, Fubo TV actually got the rights to the CONMEBOL World Cup qualifiers.
Yes, so you can watch them on...
Exclusively.
So on the same network that we're on, which is Fubo Sports Network. You can watch them for free. There are going to be a couple matches that are going to be on FuboSportsNetwork.com. So watch them. And you might see us as well. You might see us during some commercial breaks. You might see us doing some pregame, postgame. Who knows? But we'll be around doing a bunch of stuff, which is a huge opportunity for us. There's going to be a lot more people watching us, watching what we do.
By the way, as we've started, a bunch of news has just broken. Literally, we've been on Twitch for 30 minutes. As soon as we start recording the podcast, all hell breaks loose. So two big pieces of news are we're giving away a PS5 to one of our followers. The second one is watch the CONMEBOL World Cup qualifiers on Fubo. Get Fubo, check us out. And if you don't have it, go to FuboSportsNetwork.com and you can watch it for free. It's pretty dope.
Correct.
The two other pieces. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you want to get Fubo TV or even try it out, it's FuboTV.com. FuboTV.com/Cooligans, and you can get a discount if you want to do that. But again, not required if you want to just watch the World Cup qualifiers. But tomorrow,
that's right. So if you want the CONMEBOL World Cup qualifiers coming in your ear and your face, just go to FuboSportsNetwork.com. I'm sure they're gonna love I just said that.
What a promo! Got it.
I got an email. We got another meeting.
But tomorrow, Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern time, we're doing a preview show for the World Cup qualifiers. That's going to be super fun. It's like a whole properly sports produced thing.
They sent us data, so we don't just say whatever we want to say.
It's like we had to like tone down the jokes and and actually give real analysis. And we're like, all right, this is, I don't know how long. I don't think we're going to make it through this entire broadcast.
So the two pieces of news that broke. So yeah, watch that Sunday at
Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, FuboSportsNetwork.com. Please watch that. It's really, really great. We have a bunch of guests. There's some a Chilean player, Mark Gonzalez. We have Melissa Ortiz, Antonella
Anto
Sports. Yeah, she's working for the Fubo TV team, a part of the broadcast team. And we co-hosted with Julie Stewart Bink. So something we're really, really proud of. So please check that out.
Yes. D Stu said, join the Cooligans Vardy. Chill on your crouch. Follow these sons. Listen to them chat soccer. And you might have a chance to win, to be that PS5 Werner. It's that simple. I mean, the kid is automatic.
This is...
get to the two pieces of news. This is incredible.
I just want to highlight that because really the effort, the energy, the work... It's all there in there. So thank you so much.
Absolutely incredible. So this has nothing to do with Premier League, so we'll get to it. But apparently, I think David from Tampa put this in here first. It looks like the Houston Dash and Houston Dynamo are going to be sold for $400 million.
Whoa.
Yeah, which is crazy. So we'll keep you on tabs to that by the end of this episode. If that has been finalized, we'll let you know. And also, not shocking... Sam Allardyce has quit. One match left of the season. And he's like, peace, I ain't going down with y'all. Big Sam, still never been relegated.
I don't know those fools.
I never lost. I'm undefeated.
Hilarious.
Sam Allardyce is like, good luck down there, boys. You going to need it. Let me get a pint of wine. And who wants to buy players?
He's just like, the championship is for losers. I'm not familiar with that league.
Nah, that shit trash. Be Sky Sports, BT Sports, warm up a seat. Your boy coming to talk soccer.
All right, breaking news. So Sam Allardyce got Sports Card Direct. Thank you so much for the sub. Let's see what Nutmeg is up to. He is not
there.
Not there. Hopefully
it's
he'll
the
be
the ghost cam.
But Nutmeg is around. He'll be there in a bit. So
I love Big Sam being like, all right, well, y'all have, you know, y'all good luck out there. It's like all your boys, you all get arrested. And he walks out like, all right, peace, best of luck, y'all. I dimed y'all out.
All right. So who said he's taking the West Brom job? Who said that?
That
referring
is
to who?
That is the job he just left.
Yeah, that I'm assuming Couch Sports Football is referring to somebody else. But
Couch Sports Football said, so this is Alexis's last appearance for the Cooligans.
Got it.
I think that was in reference to me saying Fubo Sports is coming in here, smiling on your face.
Freddie says, speaking of Comerball, the new Ecuador kits are fire. I haven't seen them.
We got to pull them up. Maybe that's something we should have talked about on the preview as opposed to actual data.
Okay, so where should we begin? I think.
Let's talk about the thing that's in our title.
Okay, yes. Nutmeg wants to do that.
Where's the ball? Get the ball.
This is mayhem if you're a podcast listener.
It's all good. I'm muting myself when I have to talk to Nutmeg. So
okay.
You're hearing it.
Yeah. People are like listening to the show going, why does he ask Alexis, do you want the ball? You want the ball?
Unless you don't want me to mute that. It's just, I don't want him to bark. We get messages all the time from people like, hey, can you walk your dog before the stream? And I'm like, I literally take him out running. I just bought a brand new 50-foot leash so he can run freely and be tired as hell. And he still finds the energy to interrupt.
Before we talk about what's in the title, let's talk about Glenster just put in the chat a quote from Big Sam. From Sky Sports story about Big Sam, the 66-year-old revealed he was made a, quote, generous offer to remain at the club as they drop down to the Sky Bet Championship next season. But the former England manager says he cannot commit to the project at this stage of the career. I don't know. There's just something about y'all being in the second division that really don't fit where I am in life. You know what I mean?
What other prospects does he have, especially if he was given a real offer?
A generous offer.
And also generous, depending on how much money you're used to making, generous is obviously very subjective, right?
So I don't know. Is less than what he was making in the Premier League. It's less money.
Wasn't Sam Allardyce, didn't he get in trouble for trying to... Was it third-party ownership or something? Wasn't he trying to do something kind of shady?
He was English manager for one day. Remember, he got the job, and then a video was released of him drinking wine out of a pint glass at a bar, telling someone, like, I could get you any player you want. I just need a fee. The guy's the greatest.
Look, he's West Brom material.
If anything, this guy could finesse his way out the championship.
Cosmo Football said, we in COVID, what is generous for West Brom? A bacon nutty every game. What's a bacon nutty or bacon?
I don't know, but it sounds like it's gonna all over your face. A bacon buddy is a buttered toast sandwich that has just bacon in it.
Okay. I'm going to bacon booty. Anyway.
You know what? They should have changed it to bacon buddy because it sounds like it's a good friend.
Okay, I think Nutmeg is back. I'm trying to calm him down. I'm doing my best. Let's give him the ball. Hopefully he goes to it. Nutmeg, you want the ball? Get the ball.
This is why we want a studio, guys. we want a studio. So it is Nutmeg free.
we got to
got it right in the little butthole of that little bed, though. That was really impressive. Did anyone else think that was wildly impressive? He got it right in the little balloon knot.
Look, it all
this show is gone
to it fits dogs. The theme, you know what I'm saying?
This whole episode is and wild.
I have a little pimple that I've been scratching and now I'm bleeding on Twitch, bro. This is insane.
We're falling apart. Please hit that follow button so we can give you this PS5. Oh, Christian got the ball in the butt. Yo, it looked like a little plug sticking out of it.
Okay, look, the more I laugh, the more I bleed. It's not good.
Cash Sports Football said, yeah, Nutmeg starts shouting when he hears bacon. The kid's being deprived. You know they're feeding him nothing but that weird Romanesco broccoli that looks like it's from The Matrix. You know what I'm talking about?
Unreal. Okay.
D-stupid exclamation point intro. Yeah, we need to redo this whole show. Anyway. There is a podcast happening.
This is still the intro of the show. We haven't even gotten to anything.
No, we're talking about Big Sam.
That's right.
Where could Big Sam... I mean, it's just that he don't want to go to the championship, right?
I assume so. Maybe he sees it like beneath him. Also, why go to the championship when you know there's going to be three more teams that are about to be relegated in the Premier League next season that you can probably step into that role anyway? So
right. His whole thing is to come in mid-season.
Yeah.
Right? And he saves you from being relegated. West Brom failed and hired him at the beginning of the season. You don't do that.
No, he came. Was he here at the beginning of the season?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Please correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like he was not. Didn't he take over? Bilic.
Bilic? Slaven, yeah. Bilic. But that was early. That wasn't like.
Was that last season or this season?
I believe that was last season.
I think maybe that was last season. Okay.
Around November, December. So
that was this season.
This season. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, right? That could have been COVID-y.
So, yeah, Bilic didn't have much of, you know, they didn't get a good start. So, he basically.
Slaven Bilic used to be the national team manager of Serbia. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Also was in a rock band. Not Serbia, Croatia. And he was also in a rock band.
All right, we're learning so much. Okay.
I got some Bilic facts, dog.
Okay. What was in the title about Harry Kane? Harry Kane has announced.
So wait, hold on. We didn't even talk about Big Sam. What do you think he's doing? Do you think he's going to go to another club, or do you think he's just going to sit back and collect money?
He's going to collect some money. He's going to wait to see who's struggling, and then he'll go there.
He's going to pull the Thierry Henry. I need to go see my family. Next thing you know, he's working on a TV network 4 or 5 days a week.
Or is that the Patrick Vieira? Is that not the Patrick Vieira? He sort of did the same thing.
Vieira actually went to another club.
But he said, he was like, oh, I'm going to visit family in France.
But he didn't say, I have to quit because of I haven't spent enough time with my family, and then take a job that keeps you away from your family.
Okay. Mm.
Oh, hold on. Real quick. You have the browser, right?
Yeah, I do. What do you want to look
okay,
for?
Okay, so Shelly Ray said, Chip Buddy is the best. Is that just a French fry sandwich?
A Chip Buddy?
B-U-T-T-Y.
Chip Buddy. Okay. I'll look. Okay, I'm gonna put this up, and then I'm going to help Nutmeg calm down. Oh, wait. Wrong one. There you go.
That dead ass is a French fry sandwich.
It looks like... I mean, it's like dorm, you know, college student
this
doesn't want to.
Latchkey kid. Mom had leftover French fries from the night before, just threw some McDonald's French fry on some buns with, I guess, ketchup, mustard, and butter. Yeah, I get that. I know chips are different than what we call French fries. They're not, blanched. They're not blanched. You guys typically don't take the extra starch out of them. And they're typically once fried, if I'm not mistaken, as far as chips are concerned. And they're closer to quarters of potatoes than they are what we do as French fries. So French fries, we blanch. If you don't know what that is, we put it in water and we get some of the extra starch out of it so that it fries up a little crisper on the outside. So I'm assuming the third photo, the real pale looking joints, those are what you guys call chips. And what we're seeing around here, some of these are as straight up potatoes, straight up French fries, I mean. Look at the third row, middle one. Christian, you might still be muted, by the way.
I am not muted.
No, you're muted. All right. Look, yeah. No, middle one. What's this 17 layers?
This is
triple decker.
This is a quarter pounder.
Oh, I didn't know they had the big chip, Big Mac chip, buddy. That is ridiculous. Who, can I ask? For everyone listening, if you don't know, it is straight up two slices of Wonder Bread. This one happens to be
with
three.
With buttered bread.
And this is cold buttered bread, by the way. This doesn't look toasted, this bread.
Okay.
So cold buttered bread with... I guess it's the butter soft so they could spread it and not tear the bread, with straight up French fries and ketchup. And that's it. That's a sandwich. Oh, Couch Sports Football said, yeah, you don't toast it. Don't you dare add flavor.
Don't you dare improve it in any way.
Hey, whoa. This is supposed to remind me of the sadness of being without my family. Shelly Ray said, tons of butter. Yeah, I would expect that you have to. I gotta make this.
We should do some sort of show where we make, you know, these
British cuisine,
these gourmet meals. Man,
this is sad. What's the put bacon buddy in there real quick?
Okay.
For everyone listening, I apologize. We just have to go. When we hear the English mention their food, we got a skirt. This looks like what we had in Toronto, the pea meal.
Yeah, yeah. This is, it's just bacon, right?
Yeah, bacon and butter. Okay. And God forbid you don't toast that bread.
All right, give me 1 second. Hold, take the reins, Alexis.
I mean, this podcast, if you're listening to this, I want to start by apologizing. Again, hit the follow button if you're on Twitch so we can give you a PS5. We're trying to give this PS5 away only to our followers. Now, I'm going to tell you what I think of Big Sam. Here's what I think Big Sam's going to do. I think Big Sam is just going to go on TV and, like Christian said, just wait for a club to get near relegation, and then he's going to step in. Because why? Why go to the championship? Why risk never coming back up and ruining that reputation of yours that you are a regulation savior? Relegation.
Regulation. Yeah. I don't know what reputation per se that Sam Allardyce needs to uphold. He is.
That's his reputation. Is like, yo, you bring him in, he makes you wild defensive so you could survive the fall. You could survive in the Premier League.
People will trust him to do that. This is the first time he's.
That's what I'm saying. But if he went to the championship, he wouldn't. Imagine he went to the championship and couldn't get them up.
Which I don't think he would be able to.
No, West of Brom, course not. I didn't think he was going to be able to keep them up.
West Brom were pretty good. I mean, did who won the championship last season? Wasn't it West Brom? Were they in second?
I don't remember.
Last season, I forgot who won. Oh, I think it was Leeds that won it, and that's why. And this is their
first. Didn't Leeds have the playoff? That was the season before.
And they lost to Derby County.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully I got that timeline correct. Who knows? Anyway.
Couch Wars Football said he steadies the ship but ran out of lifeboats. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Kid knows how to drag an analogy out, huh?
Okay, I didn't know Ray Hudson was in the chat. All right.
Wow. The Hot Sauce McGee said, LOL, Big Sam can't get it up? ? Well, then he can't be a part of this FUBO show we're doing. Because we know the requirements.
Okay, let's talk about what's in the title. I want to talk about Harry Kane. He did announce that he wants to leave.
It leaked to the news that he let Tottenham. He announced it to Tottenham. He was like, hey, yo, front office, I'm done here. But doesn't he have like 5 years left of his contract?
Yeah, he's stuck there for a while. Daniel Levy? He's the president or whatever of Tottenham. He put in a transfer request. That's the assumption that we can make.
Transfer request like an actual piece of paper, or do you just say like, I want to be transferred, or do you have to like fax them an actual document?
I'm gonna assume you have to send an actual document.
An email, right?
At least an email, WhatsApp.
To whom it may concern.
I'm done with this shit, bro.
As per my previous email, I'm done.
Yeah, I wonder if there's that subtle passive aggressiveness in a transfer request as there is in work emails.
Based on our previous conversation, Couch Sports Football said, "Yeah, it's an official document. It would be right. The British make you fill out paperwork even when you want to leave. Like you won't break up. Oh well, then you need to file the document with my mother, with me mum."
So what are we thinking? He has said these are the reports that are saying that he wants to leave.
Are you surprised by this?
I'm not surprised by this. We've been speculating about this for months, but I am a little surprised that he said that he specifically wants to stay in the Premier League. That is a bit of a surprise because he would have so many offers playing in other countries.
I think the most probable would have been PSG reunited with Pochettino.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I mean,
That's it. All right.
Are you muted, Christian? Right? You would assume he would go to PSG. Him wanting to stay in the Premier League just makes it wild disrespectful to Spurs, right?
Yeah, I don't see how, like Tottenham, you know, the club, how fans will sort of take that news. I also don't know how much Tottenham fans, you know, respect Harry Kane. You know what I mean? Is he like a club legend? I don't know how much
people in England are saying he's the best striker in the world right now.
Okay, and that's fine to say. From a look, the he has the numbers, the stats are there. He's a great striker. Not taking anything away from him, but I don't get the sense. Like I feel like I feel like Arsenal fans publicly show more love to a guy like Aubameyang, who has not had the best season.
Right.
Rather than...
Because we're broken individuals.
Rather than Harry Kane, who has had a great season. The team has not done super well. But I don't know how much they'll miss him from a statistics standpoint, without a doubt. But how much will it actually hurt them emotionally?
I think it will, because Harry Kane was set up to be their Alan Shearer, their club legend, you know, their Thierry Henry. It was all set up for that. But they never won nothing. And how can you be the best striker in the world if you ain't won nothing?
He could, like, look, and Couch Football just said, watch the ending of today's game. The fans love him and know they can't hold him back anymore. And
yeah, but you did that with Gareth Bale. I mean, how many times are Tottenham fans just going to take it on the chin?
That's the thing. Like they would have loved him so much more if he could help them win something. That is like the thing that doesn't allow them to, or in my opinion, to like truly publicly show that love and admiration. Like Harry Kane realistically should be memorialized forever in Tottenham, but
I don't
see that happening.
Do you think he deserves a statue?
Statistically, yes.
That's insane. You can't give a guy a statue after anything. He says, yeah. Yo, you got to leave. You know what they should do? They should make a small one, silver, and hand it to the team and pop confetti. So, yo, you kind of won something. But Robert from LA said this, if you talk about Kane leaving to win trophies, there was a stat that I think 28 players have left Spurs to win a combined 88 trophies since Tottenham last trophy in 2008, which, by the way, I believe was like the Carabao Cup back then. I think it was the Curling Cup. I can't remember what it was in 2008.
Carling.
Yeah.
It was just a beer.
Yeah.
The Curling Cup would be something else.
That's why, I mean, they maybe have a better chance of that. It's embarrassing if you're a Tottenham fan, because your golden generation has fallen apart in front of you. And when you got rid of Pochettino, it was to save this golden era.
Yeah.
And what happened? Dele Alli went out and got extensions in his hair. Have you seen him?
I have. All right. Sorry about Nutmeg, everybody.
He doesn't walk his dog. What are you going to do?
Literally. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to walk him right, like, as close as possible to when we start recording. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
You're going to have to get rid of the dog. I hate to tell you.
People were making fun of Dele Alli. I assume they're extensions in his hair.
Of course they are. Right. You know, I have a theory about that. So I have two theories. I really wish your dog wasn't barking through this whole show. I have two theories. Okay. Here's my theory. Give him an edible, says Couch Sports Football. I mean, I know you think everything's legal here in the U.S., but I think that's illegal to hand your dog an edible. Wonderful.
I'm muted. So don't worry if you hear him barking.
So let me explain my two theories. First theory is about Harry Kane. My second theory is about Dele Alli. Shouts to Irish girl in the chat who says hello. Here's my theory. Here's what I would like to see. It's not so much a theory. Here's what I would like to see. Here's what I think the plan should be with Harry Kane. Let's talk about Super League. Didn't go so well. But some some owners have caught more flack than others, right? Yeah. In particular, Manchester United and Arsenal. Stan Kroenke and the Glazers have caught way more flack than anyone else, including New England Sports, who owns Liverpool, including Levy. No, I'm not saying they didn't catch anything.
Yeah, I would say
the Glazers and Kroenke have taken the most hatred. Yeah,
I would
for
say so.
Good reason. I'm not defending them because they're American. You know, I don't like those bros. You know who they voted for them, orange, that orange motherfucker. I don't give a shit. I'm not claiming all that, but let me explain, right? Those two. I think Harry Kane saying, I want to stay in the Premier League is an open call to either of those owners to say, you want to fix shit with your fans? Bring in some goals. That's sure. what I think is happening. But him saying, I want to stay here, is like, I'm not even going to listen to Real Madrid. I'm not going to listen to PSG. I'm not going to listen to, you know, whoever, maybe a Chinese team or something that wants to bring him out. I ain't going to listen. Mm-hmm. I want somebody here. And who can afford to bring him in? Arsenal can't really afford to bring him in unless all of a sudden Kroenke says, yo, here's £100 million to go do with what you must. Maybe you bring him in. Could you imagine? Could you imagine Arsenal bringing back Harry Kane because he was developed here. He was at the parade for the 2010 FA Cup. Could you imagine? Was it 2010? 2014 maybe? Whatever. He was a kid. It was maybe 2009. My numbers are lost in my head.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? He goes to Arsenal and he wins. Could you imagine? Any trophy, any. The Community Shield, for fuck's sake. It doesn't matter. Any trophy. Could you imagine what that would do to Tottenham fans?
Would Arsenal fans welcome him? And would Tottenham fans, I guess they would hate him forever, right? Why would they would also hate Tottenham for selling him to Arsenal, right? It would be a thing.
Which is, find me a more Tottenham move.
Well, isn't the Sol Campbell, right? That was the dude.
Campbell went and became, I believe, captain of Arsenal, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so which he's is one wild of the disrespectful. Few that have made that leap. And
Adebayor went the other way.
But for Sol Campbell, that's all I know him for. I mean,
well,
again,
I know him for being a great defender.
Yeah,
good
I know that too.
That Arsenal would go after him after leaving.
But
it is
such a big deal and such a monumental decision that. Realistically, you till the day you die, you will not. People will never let that go. Whether Arsenal fans loving it or Tottenham fans hating it,
would you care? There's a lot of things you could do that would make a fan base hate you, but that doesn't automatically make another fan base love you to death. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if you just say something disrespectful and leave, and let's say you go to Manchester United won't love you unless you win. They're not going to love you just for leaving Spurs for them. If you do that to Arsenal, if you move to Arsenal, you could be a complete flop and we'd still love you because you took those goals away from Tottenham and you made Tottenham hate you.
Yes, Joe Dino Dos Santos said Arsenal fans would definitely take him because that would piss off Tottenham.
So yeah.
That I get. I just think where Tottenham currently is, the disarray, this is the last thing they need. One, I don't think Arsenal can afford him. Right? College Sports Football just said that the quote was $150 million for English teams. And we were having that conversation about, you know, is he a $100 million player? I'm saying yes.
I say no. I say he's £80 million max.
I mean, that would be a steal.
It would not.
Bro, the dude gets
the buckets. Reason I'm saying that is because there's... If you're going to spend $150, this guy out there named Haaland, who you should be spending that money on.
Okay.
I think that's very simple. It's very simple. You should be spending that money on Haaland or you should be spending that money on Mbappe. You should not be spending that money on the third best forward available this summer.
Iris Girl said that's too much money.
Thank you, Iris Girl. You should work for the Premier League. So let me, 27-year-old Alexis, look at what Lewandowski is doing older. I get it, but he's not Lewandowski, and we don't know that for sure. Also, Lewandowski, I don't believe is a $100 million player now because he's older. Haaland definitely deserves it. Now, here's my other point. This one has to do with the extensions. Can you pull up a photo of Dele Alli's ridiculous new hair?
Is it ridiculous?
Yes.
It's a bold decision. There it is.
Okay. So, is there a way to just pull up a photo of it so you could zoom in on it? Okay. Zoom in.
Okay.
Now, is there a way to get the high def? Another photo. Is the alarm also going off?
Everything.
Buddy, this is complete mayhem. All right, look at this photo. Go down a little bit.
Is there another photo?
No. Go up. That photo right there, the green and yellow one.
Okay.
The black and yellow. Okay. If there was a high-res photo, if you click on that, does that bring up a high-res? If you're listening to this right now, you probably pulled your car over. I apologize.
There, is that better?
Okay. Look at the middle. Do you see that little line he paints in at the middle of like where his widow's peak would be?
Oh, it's painted? Oh,
you don't see that? You see it now.
Yeah.
Okay. So go back to the other photo now. Yo, I'm an investigative journalist, dog. Okay. Look how straight that hairline is.
So what you think he did?
The extensions are to throw you off. My guy got his hairline fixed.
The balding.
My guy got his hairline fixed, but he knew if he showed up with the straight trim, everybody would know because my guy's been painting it in for years. So what he did is he went with the wild dreads that knows he couldn't grow them.
It's like, you know, he's like jingling keys in front of me. Like, yo, look at this. Crazy, huh?
Oh, my God. While the other hand is out, you know, doing whatever. He got the hairline. He pulled out a distraction, confetti, and a couple of smoke bombs so that he could straighten out the front line.
Joe Dino said, he's bald? I don't think he's bald. Nah, maybe he's losing his hair, though.
His hairline's going back. This happens to a lot of people who have, like, that curlier hair. Your hairline starts to sneak back. You know, it all happens to all of us. But my guy didn't have anything in the dead center. He was getting one of these joints, and he's been fixing it by painting, right?
Ooh.
Right? And now all of a sudden he shows up with the wild perfect hairline, but everyone's talking about the dreads. No one's talking about the hairline. You know who's talking about the hairline? The Cooligans are talking about the hairline. Okay. Because we see everything, bro.
You're not gonna get anything past us. All right. Another reminder, people are new here on Twitch. Just another reminder, we gotta say we're giving away this PS5 on May 29th. On Twitch during the Champions League final. All you gotta do is be a follower, and if you subscribe, you have a better chance to win. So do that. May 29th, win a free PS5.
Okay. Absolutely. Shouts to D Stu who said who went to the deli and ordered an extra large hairline hoagie. Robert from LA said misdirection is the technical term. Yo, he's out here. He's pulling some. Who's David Blaine? He's doing some David Blaine stuff.
Yeah,
look at the deck of cards. Look at the deck of cards. Next thing you know, someone's taking your watch off. You know,
I used to work with a girl that dated David Blaine.
That sounds horrific.
I have a lot of weird David Blaine stories that I cannot mention on here.
These two said Alexis would like me to note that they are also giving away this dog named Nutmeg. Yeah, at least it's vocal cords.
Okay.
But, bruh, tell me I didn't uncover some big secret conspiracy.
Okay, we got to get Dele Alli on the show.
We got to get his barber, bruh. Paint all over his hands. He's like, it's lies. I tell you lies.
Oh, man. Okay, what else should we discuss? Oh, wait, somebody, who was it that asked about somebody asked about my braids. We're talking about hair. These are real. I'm not balding as far as I know. Maybe when I take out the braids, something will change. I had to get my hair braided again, because we taped an episode of the TV show, we taped an interview, and then we have to finish taping the show. So we do it on two separate days, but I already had my braids in for 3 weeks, and I had to take my hair out. I had to take it out because my head was getting like super itchy. So then I couldn't go to the place I normally go. I had to go to like an African salon in northern New York.
You went to the Bronx?
No. It literally like Nanuet. So then I go to this place, and it's literally like, I assume there was like Haitian women, and I think a lot of women from West Africa. And it was just a little bit like different than the girl that I go to. And this Haitian lady was just like, I mean, you know how I always said that when I got the braids the first time, I was like, oh, it didn't really hurt that much.
Then
this
I Haitian tried to lady, tell you, like, I said, like, if you've never had your braids done from just having friends that got it done, you're yeah. like, yo, they're tugging on your head and they're
Bro,
tightening it.
Was, she was like, no, she had no interest in being kind. She was just like, so let's get in there. But he's going to be tight as hell. Look, Nutmeg is losing his mind.
But I feel like those ain't going to come out easy. That's that. I mean, after she
possibly,
does that.
Possibly. I don't know. Okay, here you go. Here you go. Sit down. Look, okay. He's listening only for treats. All right. What was the other thing?
Iris Girl said, as much as I love you all, I should bounce before I actually get in trouble. What did we do? What did we do, Iris Girl?
Iris Girl, she had posted on Twitter that that she was going to be playing the audio of this show out loud at work.
Oh, well, we should have known that before we were talking all that other stuff.
Apologies.
Everybody, 50% off Doritos. She works in a convenience store.
Okay.
Could you imagine if you're in Montana and you hear a loud Cuban and Dominican guy talking about soccer and nutmeg and hair braiding? I mean, you're like, what is happening in this convenience store?
Okay,
let's read P. Morrison. Do you guys think that you have to win something/play at a big club to take the title of the best player in the world? Would Messi not be the best player in the world if he played for Villarreal rather than Barcelona? Obviously, Kane wants to win trophies, but even if he stays at Tottenham, I think he could still cement his legacies as one of the best players in the Prem history, or at least English forwards in the Prem. So there's two things at hand here. There's the way English fans.
Sam,
thank you.
Sam, don't forget, thank you for the follow.
Hit that follow. Sam is now in for a free PS5. We're going to be giving away a PS5 in a couple weeks. Hit that follow button.
May 29th, Champions League final. Do
only it. To our followers, hit that follow button. So the English fans view their players as much bigger and more important than they are on the world scale.
Okay.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I see that.
There's an English slant to the fandom, which is fine. So Couch Sports Football says...
There's a little pride. That's fine.
So Couch Sports Football says, no, we don't. I'm letting you know. I've talked to people all over the world. Buddy, you do. Okay? Buddy, you don't see it. You don't see the forest through the trees. But let me tell you something. You do. Okay? and here's the thing about Harry Kane. He is very clearly one of the most gifted forwards. But in order to be considered great, you have to win. If he stays at Tottenham and he eventually wins something, that autumn all of a sudden will make him much greater. His stock will rise because 100%. Of that.
Yeah.
But if he leaves and wins, everyone will say he should have left earlier because he'd be winning this whole time. Part of the love of soccer, part of what makes football great, is the trophies.
I just want to highlight this. John on the bench said, you don't see the hairline through the dreads.
Judd on the bench.
Okay, you know what, Judd? You're in the starting lineup now.
Yeah, bro. Son. What you want to call it? Get up here. Get subbed. You're subbed in. Here's exactly how I feel about Harry Kane. If he played anywhere else, he would be viewed as a more significant player than he already is. People already believe in his talent. His leadership, his ability to win, is still called into question. And let's not act like he hasn't had a good team around him. Let's not act like he wasn't able to do it in the Champions League final. Messi would carry his team. And no, Messi would not be considered as great as he was if he stayed at Newell's Old Boys or Villarreal, which he never was a part of, but I get the reason why you brought it up. He wouldn't. If he played for Elche this whole time and refused to leave, no. Because what they'd say about him is, you don't want You don't want to go to a higher pressure situation. You don't want to go somewhere where you're being asked to do more. And that's what I think of Harry Kane. Harry Kane has stayed in Tottenham because it's easy. If that boy wanted to win, he would have found himself at a place where he has a chance to win. Or he would have made Tottenham a winner. Two things he didn't do.
Well, that is, I mean, first of all, the first thing I took from that was that Tottenham is the Newell's Old Boys of the Premier League.
I have more trust with Newell's Old Boys in the Premier League.
The other thing was, look, I think he truly believed in Tottenham for as long as he really could.
Of course. Why else would you sign a 6-year deal?
Yeah, that's it. And
but then that just goes to show Mourinho, his lack of judgment.
I think that bringing in Mourinho was the straw that crushed the camel's back. Like it was. Look, I don't think he believed in the front office to fix the problems that Tottenham has once that decision was made, and we all saw how it went with Mourinho.
Okay, but then at some point I gotta blame you for that, because if you sign on to a 6-year deal,
oh wait, I thought I'm like, what did I do?
No, I'm pointing at Nutmeg. You know what you did. Now I know why you're crying. If you sign a 6-year deal, you can't sit there and go, oh, but I'm not that vocal of a leader, bruh. You're the heart and soul of the team. You're the most important player on the team. The team has essentially been built around you. You don't get to not be a vocal leader. You don't get to say, I want someone else to take the charge when it comes to spiriting this club. You don't get that. You want to be listed as one of the greatest of all time. You want to hold what's probably rightfully your place in the lexicon of the footballing world. You don't get to sit back and say, oh, well, we had the wrong manager. Oh, well, we had this. Pochettino brought you to the Champions League final and y'all didn't do shit. And you're one of them boys. So that's on you.
We them boys. Anyway, yeah, dude. I mean, look. He's trying to get out. I mean, that's it. Like,
so he has to.
We can criticize him. We can criticize him for not maybe having those leadership skills. But look, he does everything else. He would be an incredible addition to any club he was playing for.
I think easy money is him going to United, right?
Easy money for who? You think just
if you were gambling, you're a gambling man, you got to say United, man, right?
So what are the teams?
Let's put a poll up. Manchester, is Colo Blanco even still here? Did he leave? Yeah.
Manchester City are the reported teams, or one of the reported Man City, Chelsea, United, and there was another one, if I remember correctly. What is if some people are suggesting Manchester City seems like the most logical choice.
But we've talked about this. Man City said they don't buy $100 million players. They're not in the market for that. So what I think is going to happen is they're going to give him a good offer of $80 million because the most expensive player they have is KDB at £68 million. So now you're going to all of a sudden go $130 million. Thank you for rating OS. Operating systems, you're the best.
Shouts to OS. Give them a follow.
Everybody awesome. Following us from the raid, hit that follow button, and you get a chance to win a PS5. Come on.
Boom. Here it is. You want to win a PS5, we're going to give it away May 29th. All you got to do is be a follower. Go for it.
So do you think all of a sudden, and also, who's to say Harry Kane really fits in Pep Guardiola's system?
I ain't going to say that. But I think you make it work somehow because you're pretty much guaranteed 15 to 25 goals a season with him.
Let's read D. Stu's comment. 100% Harry Kane's lack of personality feels like a detriment to all this. Our boy just ain't peak interest. I should have known. Got a PK interest. Got to sleep in between games. He never's going to be a star. People think he should be. I should have known that was going to happen. I think in order to be considered one of the greats, you may not need to have an outward personality when the camera's on, but you do have to have that for the 90 minutes, and I don't see that from him. So we got the poll going up. Let's see the options. Harry Kane going where? Stays at Spurs, Man U, Man City, Chelsea, out of England. I'm going to vote for Man U because that's where I believe he is going. And I think he is your prototypical Manchester United forward. I think he is the striker they want, the striker they deserve, and also those fans are going to love him because he's white.
Excuse me.
You heard me. You saw them boys sitting on them goals walking through the Old Trafford. That wasn't the man then.
Hold on.
I'm being dead ass. I'm being dead ass.
Literally, like, it's like 9 out of 11 of the players are black on Manchester United.
But you know they love them some a good white striker. You know? You know that.
Shut up.
Being dead ass. Yo, who's here from England? Tell me what y'all think about this. Couch Sports, you know what I'm talking about, right? Couch Sports?
This is highly speculative.
Iron Sports said Alexis with the powerful truth angels. Let's go.
Brass Monkey URS said, Alexis making it hot, but also not wrong.
Thank you. Yo, Christian don't want to believe that. Isn't Cavani white? To them, he is.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Let's see. All right. Nutmeg is like literally biting me. And I'm like, I've been doing this entire show trying to entertain Nutmeg while doing this.
If only you had a fiance that could also.
she's having a walk with her mom. She's taking a walk.
She could walk the dog with the mom?
But he was sleeping while when we started. Oh,
you got to wake him up and take him out. Go ahead. Try to get it in the butt again. There are people listening. They're like, what's happening?
You better add some context, man.
He's throwing the ball into a bed that looks like a big, like a ghost's asshole.
There you go.
Oh, you just missed it. All right. What's up, y'all? Show up late. Had a very important meeting about labels at work. Crimson Pizza. Okay. Physical labels? No one whiter than Holland. LOL, bro is transparent, said D. Still.
That was the point I wanted to make, is that it was...
Yeah, but he's not English. You know how the England loves
a good
Englishman.
About Holland going to Manchester City, right? That was the...
That's perfect.
The place. Don't you think Erling Haaland and Harry Kane are very similar type of players? Like, wouldn't they both work on that team? Not together, necessarily.
I think... I would say Harry Kane is a better creative player.
Okay.
And Erling Haaland is a better player with the ball at his foot. Like, he plays off of other people better. And I think that fits Pep Guardiola's system a little better. Also, neither one of them are really afraid to shoot from anywhere, which I think also fits Pep Guardiola's system. But I would say Harry Kane seems to pick one role at a time. He's either going to sit back in the midfield and ping, or he's going to go forward and be that striker option. Whereas Erling Haaland is like, I'm always going to be gunning for the goal. I'm always going. If I see an open opportunity, I'm going to pass. But for the most part, I'm here to score. I'm here to get buckets. You know what I mean?
All right, Alexis, you're going to have to take the... Nutmeg is literally going...
This whole episode has been a dog show, is all really right, what it has been. So let me know what you think. Let's look at where the poll is right now. For those of you listening, we have a poll going on in our Twitch. It says, Harry Kane going where? ? Staying at Spurs, Man U, Man City, Chelsea, or out of England. Right now, it is a tie between out of England and Man U. So I'm assuming we're thinking he's going to Real Madrid or PSG, right? Those are the only two. And I love what Stream Nilo said, and I'm assuming this is in reference to Harry Kane staying at Tottenham would be the flip side of this argument. Imagine Pulisic going to MLS. Everyone will call him a dumbass to his face. Yeah. I think Landon Donovan is one of the greatest American players of all time, but maybe he isn't thought of so highly in the lexicon of the footballing world because he stayed at MLS. And I think we saw those moments of brilliance and those moments of his ability to play the game at a high level when he did go to Everton. And I had hoped that he would stay there because I was like, then maybe there's just that little bit of extra respect gets put on his name for having stayed there. And he didn't. He went back to LA Galaxy. And to some degree, that hurts his stance in the conversation of world football. Unless you played against him and he played really well against you on a national team, There's no specific way that you're going to rate him higher because he was playing in a league that you didn't watch or didn't respect. And to some degree, that's Tottenham, you know? Also, the poll is over, and Out of England has won.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Surprising to me. Leonardo Conti, 98. Thank you for the follow.
You are now in the raffle for the PS5. If you want to win a PS5, hit that follow button right now.
That's right. We're, May 29th, we'll be giving one away. Okay. Yeah, that's a bit surprising. I don't think...
P. Morrison said, with the uncertainty of Ligue 1's TV deal, I'm not sure PSG can afford shit either. Bruh, they are the TV deal.
Iron Spore, thank you for the sub.
And we will ship this PS5 to England. So if you're in England, hit that follow button.
Yeah, and I also did confirm, I was like wondering if an American PS5 will work in England, and it will because of the power. But
Need the converter.
No, that's the thing. You don't need the converter for the PS5. It has both.
Well, their plugs are different.
Their plugs are different, but the power in itself. Sometimes they make separate systems that actually have different power supplies inside them. Okay. So I think him going out of England, that's an interesting thought because I know he wants to stay, but Tottenham, if he does want to leave, will they basically say, look, we'll let you go, but you have to go to another country? Do you think Tottenham will be that?
Tottenham's best case scenario is he leaves the country because then you don't have to play him.
But if he doesn't want to leave, can he force a move? And then on top of that force a move to another team in the Premier League?
No, because he's got a 6-year deal. He's got zero leverage unless a team comes and pays big bucks. We're out of a pandemic.
Yeah.
Like everything's changed. You know what I mean? I'm not sure. It looks like it's going to be United at best because I don't think City are going to give an offer. I'd be shocked if they do, that competes with what it is that they want, or it comes close to what it is that they want. Yeah. Kane to Shandong Taishan FC confirmed. That's why I said, dude, it's like he said he doesn't want to leave, which essentially puts all the pressure on Tottenham. And it's also low-key disrespectful to Tottenham, which goes to show you how upset he is. Here's the thing, Christian. If you are Harry Kane's manager, okay, besides boat shopping, what is it that you would say to Harry Kane, assuming he could go anywhere he wants, assuming every club in the Premier League, PSG, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Atletico Madrid, let's say they could all make him an offer. Where would you think, if you were his friend, his best friend, his manager, where do you think you would advise him to go?
I would advise him, look, he wants to win. I would say...
So talk to me like I'm Harry Kane. Hello, I'm Harry Kane.
Harry...
Hey,
Harry.
You also have the same terrible accent as me.
This is going to get offensive very quickly.
Shouts to Mohammed, 1998.
Is that Australian?
We're pirates now. He's got a list. Bro, I'm trying to be respectful, Couch Sports Football.
We're not doing the list. We're just doing a terrible English accent, okay?
Yeah.
Look, I would say, look. Harry.
Yeah, I speak to me. I need to leave Tottenham. Not sure where I want to go.
Harry, Chelsea seems like the best option for you.
But do they have the money? Do they have the quid to bring me in, manager?
Look, Harry, the owner, Abramovich, full of quid. Is that what they say? Full of quid. We say full of quid all the time.
Quid spilling out of every orifice of his body.
Look, Chelsea seems like a good option. Manchester United seems like a good option. I think those two are the ones that can afford him and would actually make sense if he was there.
Can I ask you this?
Go for it.
Okay.
John the Ben said liquidity.
We've got the greatest chat in the history of the history of Twitch. I don't care what anything.
Shelly Ray said, please make it stop.
I forgot she's English. Robert from LA said, more importantly, how is the tea they serve at the club? Yeah. Is it nice and hot? Is it steep properly? Because if you don't get me tea, Eric Kane is leaving. He talks in third person. All right. Where's the good chopped cheese? Harry Kane. You know?
Harry. Yo.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. I love Hood Harry. Yo, I love this dude.
Yo, Bronx Harry Kane is wild with it,
the homie. Okay.
Yo. How much time did he spend in Canarsie, Brooklyn? Yo, shouts to, what is that?
Steve, 1989, 1908.
You might win you a PS5.
Let's go.
And yo, you just witnessed an incredible interview with Harry Kane, the real Harry Kane. Dead arse. Yo, OD, I'm leaving Tottenham. OD.
Dead arse. Dead arse is my favorite. That should be the title of this episode. That
bro, that needs to be merch. I need to put that on a hat. Dead arse.
Oh my God.
Yo, Brass Monkey, feature that. Brass Monkey. If you ain't VIP, you just made VIP, Brass Monkey.
Let's go. Wait, I think Brass Monkey is already VIP, right?
Cash Sports Football said, WTF is this?
Okay.
No funny shite. No funny shite.
All right.
All right. So here's what, like, let's just say it. Let's call it and see if one of us is right. What is your prediction? Where is, thank you, Ing Hudson, Image Hudson.
LMG Hudson.
Where is Harry Kane going? You got to pick one. And how much do you think for?
I'm going to say, let's say United, 100. 100 million.
Yo, straight 100. Just a stat. Bung.
But obviously, the Sancho, you know, a lot of people talk about, should they take Sancho over possibly getting Harry Kane? And I'd be fine with that too. So I don't know.
Well, Pogba's gone, right?
Pogba's not going anywhere.
Pogba gone, bro. Pogba going to PSG.
Yeah, if they win the Europa League? Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Does anybody else agree with Alexis? That seems a little crazy.
Jodinho Dos Santos put Glazers out. You want us to be the Glazers next? Hello. I know we're American, but we want to do an English accent anyway. He will Robert go to Chelsea because evil always wins. 105 million. I think he's also going to United. And I think they're going to pay like 120.
Mm.
I think Sancho's value also kind of came down.
Sancho's arsed out, right? He ain't going.
Damn.
They're not going to get both.
Sancho got to stay home, bro. I could see Sancho going somewhere else. I could see Sancho going to City. They need a striker, not a winger, but he's good. That boy good.
Yeah, yeah. But his asking price is too much for City. I mean, he wouldn't go there. I don't think so.
People are saying, yo, we need dead artist hats now. we might need to make them, yo. A couple flat brims, throw a couple dad hats, said dead arse on it. Yo, Sancho left City to go BVB. I know, but now that was so that he could get sold back. He did that to try to shine, and the boy did that. Yo, we put a little tea bag in each hat. Nice. What else were we talking about? There was another thing.
There was not another thing, I believe. The other thing I wanted to bring up was this. I think it was D. Stu that mentioned it about Carlo Ancelotti. About basically players like, I don't want any players who are unhappy. Carlo Ancelotti insists he is willing to sell Everton stars who are not committed to the club, with Moise Kean looking to make his loan to PSG permanent this summer. So that's interesting because...
Not that interesting. I mean, Moise Kean clearly didn't enjoy Everton.
No, I get Liverpool, that. I should that's say, not the city. Interesting part. It is the, you know, I'm trying to think of who would not be happy at Everton. And that is saying, not to say that the club is just doing fantastic or whatever, but the...
You've leveled up.
Yeah, yes, very much so. But look, won today, which was Look, another 1-0 win.
They're saying
another
Richarlison.
Richarlison is the guy. I could see that. I could see him not being happy.
Why?
But he's also I could see him not being happy.
A lot of people are saying James. How is James not happy? They brought him back from the dead, essentially.
He's also injured. He's been injured pretty often, but he's played really well. The Everton outside of the beginning of the season, we haven't seen 100% full strength Everton. Doucouré was injured. James has been injured. Just players been missing all the time. Alan been injured so many times. That those long stretches of injuries, you can never have the chemistry. You know, at the beginning of the season, we were like, yo, Alan, Doucouré, and James in the midfield, just sending balls to Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Richarlison taking on players 1v1, Mina in the back, Keane in the back. And defensively, Everton are a good team. They have not conceded so many goals, but they can't score. The offense has been absolutely abysmal, and it's just not good enough. The goals from open play, I mean, they score from set pieces. They're good at headers. Keane and Mina are great. Richarlison scored a header today. But when it comes to just straight up open play goals, they don't have many. And I can see why, and that's Richarlison's responsibility. I can see him not being happy about it. I don't know if it's an issue about where he's being played or what his role is.
Do you think someone's going to come for Richarlison to try to buy him?
No, that's the thing. He's not not to say he's not good. He's a very good player, but he's just the quality is just, he came from Watford, and basically his level from Watford to Everton has not been a drastic improvement where you're like, wow, all he needed was some better players, and boom, look
like,
at what we get.
That's who he is. And Couch Sports Football said he played second fiddle to Dominic Calvert-Lewin, which is what I would do too if I was a manager of that club, because Dominic Calvert-Lewin clearly shows he has a better head for goal.
Well, there's a frustrating thing that happens with Richarlison and Calvert-Lewin, where there's a bunch of times, and it's happened the last couple matches, where I'm like, yo, Richarlison, pass the ball, make the easy pass, as opposed to the taking on a player one on one, or trying to needle it through, or trying to, like, he almost doesn't want Dominic Calvert-Lewin to have to dribble the ball before he can create a chance.
Or is he trying to hold on to it long enough to get a better shot himself so that Dominic Calvert-Lewin doesn't get a goal?
I'm not going to go into like a conspiracy theory. I think it is just.
Have you heard me speak? You know what show you're partnered on?
Feel free to do that. but I do think is that his he has a nose for goal, but not for assists. He's not really looking to set other players up. Like his instinct. I know he may want to, but his instinct is not there to always do that. And I can see how that could frustrate Carlo Ancelotti and maybe cause a little bit of a rift in the team. It's just that it's just not good enough. It's not bad. It's just not good enough.
Well, I mean, if they lose James Rodriguez, their development as a club stalls. If they lose Dominic Calvert-Lewin and not for a good sum of money, which I believe they deserve for him, and I believe after these Euros, they might get, because I have a feeling he's going to shine. If that's the case, then they're good. If they didn't get a lot of money and he's sort of a sourpuss and is asked to leave, and that equates to a little bit of a lower fee, they've stalled in their development as a club. If they lose Richarlison, they good.
Yeah.
You can find someone else to do that.
I mean,
you can find someone else to shithouse a little bit. You can find someone else to score 7-8 goals a season.
Yeah, Iwobi is kind of...
If you lose Iwobi, you've now advanced your development as a club.
Iwobi could play there. Maybe he could do more with some more minutes. But I love this from Crimson Pizza. He said, Christian's like, I'm not going to call Richarlison a selfish player, but I will let Alexis do it and not say anything.
Oh, that's the entire Cooligans era. Also, Couch Sports Football said, exactly, Alexis. So many times watching them, I feel that the easy pass is never the first option. I kind of enjoy a selfish player, though, especially if you're a forward. It's kind of what you want, but not when it's to the detriment of the team.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
It's interesting. These last couple games, Everton has one more game. They could possibly make it into the Conference League that I just learned about last week. I did not know it existed. So that is their last chance for European football. But the other teams have to lose.
Arsenal has a chance to end up in that spot.
West Ham and Tottenham.
West Ham
have to
won.
Lose.
So West Ham is guaranteed, I believe, Europa as long as they don't lose the next match.
No, I think they're guaranteed Conference. Let's look at the table now.
You can't go to Premier League's website, though, because they don't have it.
They don't have what?
They don't go to FotMob. It has the little colors on the side.
Oh, okay. There it is. So the 5 and 6 go to Europa? Yeah,
7 goes to Conference.
Okay.
To the Confederation.
So Everton and Tottenham are tied on points.
Here's what everyone should focus on, though.
Look at that goal differential. 21-4.
It's crazy.
It's brutal. That's the issue with Everton this season.
Let's look at this real quick. What is that? 59 points. Arsenal is on 58. So if Everton and Tottenham lose, Arsenal gets into a European competition.
They could. Yeah, with 61.
If Everton and Tottenham lose, Everton play Manchester City. Tough game, but Manchester City already won the league. They might not really care about this.
They're preparing for Champions League, and they lost last week or just the other day.
Could be tough, right? Could be tough for Arsenal fans to watch that. And Tottenham is playing who? I think like Southampton or something.
Leicester.
Ooh.
Not going to be easy.
There's a real chance.
I mean, Everton has to beat City. I mean, which is like, what a ridiculous thing to rely on.
Everton can't even draw, because if Arsenal win, you're still not, that's still not enough. So you have to beat Manchester. You have to beat the champions.
Yeah. Let's make it happen.
Come on. If Arsenal arse backwards falls into a European competition.
Robert from LA said, Christian will brag about Everton finishing above Arsenal for the first time in 30 years. Yes, I will.
Yeah, and deservedly so.
Okay. What is it? St. Guerrero's Day. We'll find something to celebrate.
How is 7th Conference? Because who won FA Cup? Chelsea, right? No, Chelsea lost to Leicester.
Yes.
So Leicester would have gotten Europa, but they're in Champions League.
FA Cup winner gets Europa? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then who does it go to if you're already in Champions League?
Manchester. Colobanco said Manchester City won the EFL Cup. So is that why there's an extra spot? I don't know what the rewards are for these trophies. There's just too many of them.
I'm confused. Okay, here we go. As the winners of the 2021 EFL Cup, Manchester City have qualified for the 2021-22 UEFA Champions League, and Leicester City, the winners of the 2021 FA Cup, will finish in the top five of the 2021 Premier League. They both reserved for the EFL Cup winner. The berth reserved for the EFL Cup winners. Europa Conference League playoff round will be passed to the 7th place team.
Got it. Yeah, so that's why.
But then hold on, if Manchester City or Chelsea win the Champions League, doesn't that also slide all the Champions League qualifiers down one?
Champions League, but not Europa.
But then that shifts Europa and Europa Conference down one.
Cosmo Football said no.
So if you win the Champions League and you're in the first place, you don't. That doesn't slide everyone down.
I guess not.
Mohammed 1998 said Arsenal is a shit team. I hope they finish 8 or 9. Thank you. Thank you so much.
He's like, well, I am also an Arsenal fan.
Okay, so I must be thinking about the time. What was the time where somebody won the Champions League and it messed up Tottenham that even though they were in position, they didn't get to qualify for anything?
Don't know. Don't know. I mean, Alexis is like, how can Tottenham fail?
Yeah.
And what's the scenario where Tottenham fans are unhappy?
Chelsea, right? There was a Chelsea one in 2012, and that screwed up Tottenham somehow, right?
All right.
Minor international league football, the official MILF of UEFA, Crimson Pizza. We do not co-sign anything with the word minor in it.
Unless it's M-I-N-E-R. Okay.
Yo, B49 said, you crack me up with your Darley Day mailroom vibes. Carol. One of the greatest episodes of television.
Okay.
I think it has to do with winning Europa. Thank you, Tata 19. Just the Tata 19, brand new here. By the way, hit the follow button. In 2 weeks, we're giving away a PS5. That's it right there.
10 days, technically.
In 10 days.
So you want to win a PS5. Watch us during the Champions League final. We'll be doing a watch along. And if you are a follower, you will be entered to win. We're going to be giving it right here on the stream. So hit the follow button if you have not. I mean, why? What are you waiting for?
So wait. Manchester United wins Europa League. What would that do to the table?
Yeah, I love this. Is just
because if you win Europa League, you get
this is not becoming Champions League a math problem.
But if you already in Champions League, doesn't that also drop everyone down?
I don't know.
I wish the chat wasn't on a delay.
Yeah, this is a math equation.
And we're the wrong people to deal with a math equation.
2011-12, Chelsea won the Champions League and came in sixth in the Premier League.
That's right, Tottenham was above them. So because of that, they didn't get it.
Europa. Fascinating.
I love it.
All right. Okay, is there anything else that we didn't cover?
No, I just want to say... I called out Dele Alli for the fake hairline and distraction with the dreads.
Maybe this is a conspiracy as well.
I see everything, bro.
Maybe I'm trying to hide something.
This is a conspiracy right here, yo.
Okay, everybody. Thank you so much. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to another one.
Robert from LA wants to know your next week predictions. Will Juventus make the Champions League and who will win in Spain and France? Let's look at the tables real quick.
I'm gonna say Juve is not going to make it. This has been fascinating. They just won the Coppa Italia today. Great to see Weston McKennie win another trophy at Juve. But who do they play? Who is this? Milan? No.
They played. Yes. Who?
No. They what played. Team is this? This is Bologna. Bologna.
That's Bologna, I'll tell you.
They have to win, and they have to hope that Napoli and Milan do not win. Right? Otherwise, they will end up in Europa. So,
and potentially, no, you can't catch them on goal differential, Atalanta. So, yeah, you got Milan.
There's a possibility for a draw there.
And the other teams lose, which would mean... How is Milan not below Napoli? Because I guess they go by wins and not by goal differential.
But they have less. They have more. Maybe points per.
Is it losses? That's interesting. I love figuring.
They have less wins.
Yeah, they have less wins, so it's maybe.
But they have more draws. Oh, head to head.
Head to head.
Matchup. Got it.
Damn, yo. The chat is on top of this shit.
Yo, we every time we're on here, we're like, man, we don't know shit about
this.
Yo,
give them the mics, bro. We'll just sit in the chat. But whatever, they don't realize people got fake hair, though. We do, all right?
This is, what team is it? Hellas Verona, which I believe that's where...
Low-key, I hate this new logo of theirs. I love the old badge.
I don't remember the old badge.
It was like round. It was dope. I didn't know they're like wild fascists, though. I
believe
this
is where the Capulets are from. Okay.
Don't know what that is.
Do you ever, Romeo and Juliet? You never read it? You never saw a movie?
I didn't read it, but I know the story.
Okay. There we go.
They both kill themselves. Spoiler alert.
Bro, it's only about 2 centuries old. Why are you spoiling it for people?
Yeah. Oh, too soon?
Probably a little bit more, too.
Did you just say that you have fake hair? I do not. This shit is wild real.
Okay, so yeah, I don't think Juve is going to, obviously Inter's already got it, but I don't think Juve is making it into Champions League.
What about Ligue 1?
Ligue 1, let's see what they're up to. Lille is in first still. Who do they have up next? They are playing Angers, and PSG is playing against Brest. There we go.
Nice.
Nice. What is it? Hold on. We got some angry breasts out here. Take it easy.
Dude, I was the bartender at this place. She was the manager of the restaurant we used to do when we did the food tours. We'd go there all the time. And I was like, "What part of France are you from?" She's like, "Brittany." I go, "Hey, I heard that place is real Nice."
Boom. Crushed it again.
No one else laughed. I 100% did.
Look, I'm gonna have to say, I'm rooting for Lille, especially because of Timothy Weah.
Yeah. Here's the thing: so an American would win Ligue 1, which is great, but then so would a Canadian, Jonathan David,
which is very important to us.
Right. We need to make sure we keep the Canadians down. So maybe
I don't know.
I can see PSG.
Angers is 12th on the table. Brest is 16th.
Damn.
I'm not a Ligue 1 expert. I don't spend a lot of time watching the league.
Just the data alone.
I watch it comes on BN Sports from time to time. I'll watch a PSG match usually.
Available on Fubo TV. FuboTV.com/cooligans.
Okay. And so I think Lille can do it. I mean, obviously it's a very important game. They know who's on their heels. I'm rooting for them, and they should be able to get 3 points and win Ligue 1.
I wouldn't be surprised if PSG can pull it off. I'll just say
I'm really just any team but PSG. That's really like that. That's my
stand.
See,
and I like PSG, so I think they'll come back.
I like PSG, but they win all the time. They've won every year. When's the last time a different team won Ligue 1? Somebody look that up. I don't know, because it's been a while.
It'd be nice to see Lille win just because, you know, Timo Weah. Speaking of Timo Weah, did you hear that we're going to talk, we'll probably talk about this on the TV show, but the Celtic CEO's house got bombed.
Hold on, OJ Simpson stand 22 just followed us.
Okay. So we really bring in the quality here, folks.
So wait,
OJ Simpson stand may win a PS5.
Oh, what country in the What country in the Middle East is that? What did you just say? There was something. Somebody got bombed. What?
The Celtic, Glasgow Celtics CEO's house got bombed.
Why?
Because they didn't win the league, and Rangers did.
Oh, okay, then. Oh, yeah, well, that makes sense.
Alexis, Judd on the bench said the last time PSG didn't win was 2011, 2012, Montpellier. Damn. That's almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, dude. Bundesliga is all locked up. Right, they have only one match left. I was actually worried for Dortmund. I thought they weren't going to make it in the Champions League, but they ended up getting in there. Anything else?
Colo Blanco put in that Arsenal really can only finish as high as 7th, but they need to win, and Tottenham and Everton need to lose, which is what I believe will happen.
Oh, we got a correction. Monaco won in 2017.
Oh, actually. That's right. Monaco did win.
When Mbappe was there.
Yep.
Okay. We're learning. Wow. Thank you, chat, for the chat. Self-corrects itself. Thank you. The Twitcheteros.
That's right. We need the Twitcheteros.
La Liga has been wild. I've been watching especially all the Atleti matches the last couple of weeks. And it boggles my mind that they are, it is close calls every game. They just cannot seal the deal. It's insane that Luis Suarez has to like save them, towards at the end of matches. But this is going to be huge. If Atleti if Atletico Madrid do not win the league, it would be such a wild disappointment. With they had a bit of a cushion.
They had a nice cushion.
Yeah, and it got shaky there for a bit. They just gotta win. They just gotta win. Who are they playing? They're playing against Real Valladolid. And Madrid is playing against Real Madrid is playing against Villarreal.
Ouch.
Real Madrid has the tougher match.
But they've also been playing really well.
Yeah. I mean, Atletico has really been underperforming. They really have not. Look, whether it's get a goal, park the damn bus, do whatever you got to do.
Do something.
Yeah, Crimson Pizza said, I really want Simeone to win. Yeah, we got to meet Simeone at the MLS All-Star game. We want our homie to succeed, you know.
Yeah, he's a good friend.
We're very close friends. So.
If you bring us up to him next time you talk to him, he'll be like, oh, yeah, them boys. Watch your hair around him, you know what I mean?
So watch La Liga this weekend, which I think is going to be more exciting than even Premier League,
for sure.
As far as some of these results, so I know I'm going to be tuning in. So okay,
all right.
I think we should wrap up there. Thank you everybody for hanging out. We're actually going to be having a Gully Squad Zoom call with our supporters group. Join Gully Squad if you want to be in a dope Slack channel with awesome people from the soccer community. Feel free to do that. So, Board Mind said, what's the OCW story? You want to just say that? Okay.
So they seem like very nice people. They have a big channel. The guy's a comedian in Italy, which I don't know what that means. You know, I think he gets hit in the head with pots and pans and you hear a boing sound. I don't know. Whatchamacallit. So he is a stand-up comedian, and him and a bunch of other people started a Twitch channel where they bring on people in a sort of large conversational Twitch stream, but they bring on people who are fans of other leagues and stuff, and they talk about those or other teams in Italy. So now they want to expand that to other leagues, but they thought we were English.
Mm.
When I told them we were in New York, they were like, no, 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 England. I was like,
I know. Haven't you heard our English accents?
Yeah. I was like, no, man, come on. We're New Yorkers. And he was like, do you do England or America soccer? And I was like, no, well, we talk both. I said, we have a TV show. He goes, okay. Comedians. And I was like, yes, we do stand up, but we have TV show and Twitch. Now I'm talking like him. I'm like, we have TV show and we have Twitch.
Yeah.
Soccer. England and US. And he was like, okay, no, we want England. And this half an hour of that. And by the way, it's not his fault. I don't know any Italian whatsoever. He knows way more English than I know Italian. The guy's a great dude from everything I've heard. He has a kid in the background who's kind of like trying to help with speaking English or making fun of him when he was speaking English. I'm not sure what was happening there, but he seems like a really nice guy. Seems super funny. I brought a pizza. I think I offended him. And he was like, okay, no, that's 100 years ago, Italy. I was like, okay, it's a lot. Very important in New York. I say, bibbidi bobbidi boo. I said I would speak to Christian, and I didn't really know what to say to Christian other than I think the guy wants us to Twitch stream with him.
I spoke with him for half an hour. He's like, and I don't really know what the next step is. I don't know what he wants.
I've got zero idea.
It's the longest conversation I've ever had where I learned nothing.
Uh-huh. But I think at the end, what he seems to think is if we co-stream, which I don't think we can do because we're not partners.
That's right. We are not Twitch partners, so we can't squad stream is what it's called.
Yeah. So I said to him at the end of the call, and I was like, hey, I'll talk to Christian, molto bono. And he goes, no, that is old. A la grande.
Whoa.
So I said, a la grande. He goes, si, a la grande. And I was like, okay,
Bye. And then I said to Christian, I sent Christian like a 2-minute voice note of like, I'm not really sure what just happened, but
yeah,
I think he wants us to stream at the same time.
All right. I mean, look, clearly the marketing team for OCW Sport is intense, you know?
Yeah.
They spam.
Stream Nilo said this feels like a fever dream.
it was literally insane. It's just it's fascinating that strategy can work. They have like a ton of like followers and stuff.
They rated us with 900 people.
Yeah. So clearly somebody is watching.
And by the way, and this is strictly because of the accent, but I did not want to laugh. He was like, he said like, we have a lot of fans. He's like, maybe you notice when I give you the ride. I was like, raid, bro. it's raid.
Get on my Vespa.
Yeah. It reminds me of my in-laws because they say like, if you were going to drive someone, if I said to you, I don't have a car, and I said, yo, I got to go to the mall, you'd say, I'm going that way, what would you ask next?
Can I get a ride?
No, if I didn't have a car, and you did.
Oh, do you want a ride?
Okay. Or can I give you a ride, right?
Sure, yeah.
My in-laws say, do you want me to ride you to the store? And I've been with my wife for over a decade. Still funny. It's still funny, especially when somebody asked their grandmother that. I'm like, your back's going to hurt. I'm not talking shit about your family.
I would never. On a public platform? Not me.
My in-laws say, can I ride you to the store? And I was like, I mean, you could try. I feel like in public.
You know? Yeah. Ask your daughter how she feels about that.
I mean, Jesus. I mean, what are we consummating here? You know?
Okay. Thank you again for hanging out. Somebody did just mention the Benzema story. We didn't get a chance to talk about it. We're going to talk about it on the TV show. So stay tuned for Sunday for that. If you want to watch it on TV with Dominic Monaghan of Lord of the Rings, or you can listen to the Cooligans podcast, which is available on Monday. So subscribe to that if that's where you want to catch it. Okay. Thank you everybody for tuning in. I know it's been a longer one than usual, but
super long, but it's a fun one.
This has been wild and fun. Thank you, everybody on Twitch. We appreciate you. Again, PS5, you want one? We're giving one away for free on Saturday, May 29th, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Champions League Final. Watch with us. Come to our Twitch channel, and you can win a PS5. Just watch the game with us. So
absolutely. It
should be very, very fun. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Always appreciate it. Thank you for dealing with Nutmeg's barking earlier on. And I hit him with a blow dart, and he is calm now. So. Yeah.
Let's go.
Y'all the absolute best. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!